This is Heather Johnson, and you're listening to the Ayurveda Life School Podcast, episode number 119, Honoring Your Intellect. This podcast is for people who want to take their health physically, emotionally, and spiritually to a whole new level using Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing tradition from India. This is the Ayurveda Life School Podcast, and I'm your host, Heather Johnson.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the podcast today. Today is a very different method of recording. Many of you who've listened to last week's episode know that we are in the process of moving our entire family from Salt Lake City, Utah to Jackson, Wyoming, or Jackson Hole, Wyoming, as many call it. But the locals just say Jackson, so we'll just say that too, because now we're going to be locals, which we're super excited about. So because of that, we're in flux and my studio is not available to me to record because it is disassembled, and we will be putting that back together once we get to Wyoming. But I wanted to just do this recording for you today and share with you some things that have been happening, as well as some thoughts about prajnaparadha, or failure of the intellect. And that is an important thing for us to understand, that often we know what is the best thing for us and we choose the opposite, or we choose to ignore the consequences that we've experienced before in a situation, and instead we just go ahead and do the thing anyways. Not really useful for us, totally human. It's when we let that ego step in and kind of run the show instead of listening to our higher self or that Atman, that soul within us. So I wanted to tell you a little story. A few weeks ago, my husband and I love to walk the dogs in the morning. We go back on this canal behind our neighborhood, and it borders with other people's fences. And we have two golden retrievers. One is older. He's a little more calm. He's my kappa dog, super sweet. And his name is Coda, which means friend. And he is truly everyone's friend. He's the nicest, sweetest dog. Not the smartest dog, I will be honest. He's a little bit slow when it comes to his wits, but he's so kind. He's a really good puppy. And then we have this new dog that we got during COVID. He was kind of one of our COVID mistakes, we might call it, but we love him. He's super sweet. His name is Ozzy, but he's crazy and rambunctious and only a year and a half old, so he still has a lot of puppy energy. So when we take them on walks, they both behave very differently. And Ozzy has made best friends with this little puppy named Stella, who he loves and he runs up and down along the fence line with, and they have a great time. And usually it's not a problem. We let the dogs off their leash, they do their walk, everything's great. And so this morning we got back on the canal, we unhooked them from their leashes, and they're having fun. Well, one neighbor, it has a black wrought iron fence, and so there's little spaces in it. And they have little small dogs. I don't even know the breeds, but they're the kind that you could maybe fit in like your purse. So they're little. And they let them out in the morning sometimes when we're walking, and our dog, Ozzy, gets ferocious about it and will think that he's up against his great mortal enemy and he needs to attack the fence and bark ferociously at these little dogs, who will stand about 5 to 6 feet away from the fence line and bark back at him. So they don't want to, you know, get in the path of his fire, but they definitely want to let him know that they're boss, the boss of that space. So on this particular day, he did this again, and we don't like it when he does it. It's annoying. It's like 6 in the morning. People don't want to be woken up to these dogs barking. So my husband ran up to grab his collar and have him continue walking. And all of a sudden, I'm watching, I'm probably 15 feet behind them, and I'm watching, and all of a sudden, it was as though my husband was having a like seizure, or he'd been possessed by spirits, and he starts slapping himself and shrieking and sprinting away from that fence, like just running down the trail. The dog was forgotten. He could have cared less what the dog was doing at that point. He was just trying to get away from something. And I wasn't laughing per se. Okay, maybe I was laughing just a little bit because I had no idea what he was doing. But then he started yelling, "It's ants, it's ants." So he had got ants that had gotten onto his leg. He's slapping his leg, and suddenly now he's slapping his waist and his backside and his shoulder. And he's like, "It's a hornet." So he actually had been attacked by hornets because our dogs were barking so crazy. Well, the one dog, that it disturbed a hornet's nest. They were not really happy with us being there. And so they came after my husband and they're stinging him. And I'm just kind of walking along going, "Oh my goodness, what's going on?" Then suddenly I got stung high up on my inner thigh and it did not feel good. And so then I'm freaking out and slapping and screaming and running. And at the end of the day, my husband had 6 hornet stings, and that is no fun. And I had gotten the one. And so for a couple of days, he suffered from these. He's pretty sensitive to insects. into their bites. And so he had a lot of swelling, a lot of itching, heat, redness, pain, and they were all over the place on his body. So really not very fun. Well, we've been walking back there for years, and so I didn't want to change my route. I'm like, no, we're just going to remember to hook up the dogs when we walk past that house so they don't go crazy and disturb these hornets, because I could not see the nest. I was fully prepared to go and, you know, manage the nest, but I couldn't find it. So this morning, I go walk the dogs, and I'm by myself because we're in the middle of moving, and so my husband was already up packing, doing things, loading up trailers and stuff. So I'm walking by myself, and I get to that space in the fence, and we're going, and I don't see the dogs. I'm like, oh, everything's fine. The little dogs aren't out. So I didn't leash up my dog. It was good. Well, on the way back, I really wasn't paying super close attention. I was just kind of walking along, looking around, thinking about things. And suddenly we were at that fence again behind that person's house with the little dogs. Only this time the little dogs were out, and my dog started going crazy, barking, barking, barking. I go and grab him, and lo and behold, zing, awful sting in my left calf. And in that moment, I thought, oh my gosh, I totally knew better. What was I doing walking down this way without leashing up Ozzy? Because I know this is likely to happen. So needless to say, I've been in a lot of discomfort today. My left calf has swollen up quite a bit. We're having to do a lot of up and down bending and crouching and moving with all of our packing and things. And it's uncomfortable for me to bend and squat down because the calf muscle is so tight and swollen and there's a lot of pain. So I've been having to ice it. And I just thought, you know what? This is pretty ridiculous. The fact that I knew better, that I ignored my wisdom, that I didn't hook up the dog, and that I didn't choose a different route. It's almost like I'm asking for it. So I started thinking about in areas of life where we do this really commonly. And this is such a natural man, a natural woman, an egoic driven way of being. And it's very normal. So it's not even something we judge. It's just really interesting to see that it's common for us to make choices that directly fly in the face of what we know to be the best for us. And we do this when we stay up too late at night and we're watching electronics and then we're trying to fall asleep and we don't sleep well. We do this when we eat late at night or when we eat frequently throughout the day and we're snacking all the time. We're not giving our bodies a chance to kind of let go and restore. We do this when we find ourselves, you know, spending a lot of time in front of TV and electronics, or we're not moving our bodies, or we're sleeping in late at night, or we're spending so much time being active and busy, 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 and not taking any time for meditation or for quiet. And all of those have very immediate consequences. We're typically able to see what's happening to us because we made that choice, because we chose not to listen to our wisdom. We had failure of the intellect. We're able to see the direct correlation as to what's happening to us now. And so as I'm moving into kind of a new phase, summertime is winding up. We're moving into fall. It is a really good time for us to look at where are areas that we have kind of slipped a little bit. Because we tend to get really excited when we start making changes and we're very committed and we do everything just so, and we're sticking to our routines, we're working on our new habits, and then we find that we are getting comfortable. And so we stop being as diligent. And the thing that we were trying to overcome, that maybe we had indigestion and we are not having indigestion anymore, so we stop paying attention to how we're eating. And we're then again eating on the go, and we're eating too often, and maybe we're eating hot, spicy foods, or we're drinking a lot of cold water, and we're not making that correlation that, oh, this indigestion is coming back, this is why. And so it's simple to make these changes. Sometimes it can be harder to stick with them because it's always exciting at the beginning. It's always fun when we're making this new change. We're like, oh, this is going to be great. I love this. This is going to be so good for me. And maybe that's not true. Maybe that part is the hard part for you. But for a lot of people, making those commitments or like your resolutions are kind of fun. You can have a vision of where you're going, but then sticking with it over the long haul can be harder. And so being able to look at what am I creating as habits? What habits do I need to maybe go back and work on again? I do this exercise with my clients when I see them because I like them to, for one, get a snapshot of how far they've come. We often discredit the changes we've made because we don't realize that they've become a part of us and we're not acknowledging them. So first, just acknowledge that you're awesome. The stuff you're doing that is amazing. And it might be one thing. Maybe you're just scraping your tongue every day. That could be perfect. But perhaps you were working on three or four other habits that you've kind of let fall away. So some of the habits that I have found to be hinge habits or ways that we can kind of get back on track, you can just choose one to start with. First one for me is going to bed on time. So if I can get myself into bed before 10 p.m., so I am asleep when that 10 o'clock hits, it changes, a game changer. Like it changes the way that I feel, the way that I eat, the choices that I make during the day. So that would be the first thing I would recommend is look at your sleep patterns. If you can get your sleep back in control and back under a good rhythm where you're matching it to the rise and fall of the sun, that you're matching it to what's happening in your own inner circadian rhythms, you're just gonna feel so much better. So that's the first thing I would recommend. The second thing that I would recommend is start to look at your eating schedule. So are you eating in a regular scheduled manner or are you erratic? Are you having times where you're skipping meals or maybe you're eating really frequently and not giving your body time to fully digest your food? So start to adjust that. Adjust it so that your body has space, it has time, it has the ability to digest and break down what it's taking in and that you're properly nourishing. We often start reaching for quick foods. And so if maybe you need to recommit to one meal a day that you're going to focus on. So for me, it's breakfast. Breakfast is a good one to focus on because it's easier to eat healthy first thing in the morning. It's almost like your body needs a fresh start and it wants the healthy food. So that's a good place to start with that. And then looking at another habit would be, what time are you eating dinner? Can you maybe move your dinner up and eat it earlier? Can you have a lighter dinner? And then avoid the snacking before you go to bed. All of that's going to be really helpful. Meditation and quiet space. This is a habit a lot of us overlook because it feels like we have to give a bunch of time to it, but you really don't. Meditation can be something that you spend 5 or 10 minutes on in a 24-hour period of time. And as you see the benefits, then you will grow to love it and you will crave it and you will want that quiet, peaceful space. Yesterday when we were moving some things from one of our trailers into a garage space that we were using, we had a really unfun thing happen. I went to unlock the lock on the back of the trailer and the key broke off inside the lock. That was awesome. So we had a kind of a tight time frame. We needed to get this trailer unloaded and get back down to our current house and the lock was unopenable. And so we had to figure out how to solve that problem. And in that moment, I just felt such frustration. I was like, I just don't want to do this right now. This is not on the agenda. So it's not part of my plan, which I realize my plans just sometimes, I just need to let go of my plans, right? Our plans don't always go as we hoped. And so instead of freaking out, my husband was on the phone calling a locksmith, figuring that out. I just went to the side of the trailer. I felt really bad about it. I felt like kind of responsible for the whole thing. And I just thought, I'm just going to take some breath. While he's doing that, I'm just going to take some slow breath. And I did a few minutes of meditation while he took care of figuring out who was going to come help us with it. And I felt so much better, just in a much more peaceful space. So even something as simple as just pausing for a minute or two to take breath is a beautiful habit for you to cultivate. So those are some that you can kind of reevaluate. How are you doing with this? Are you getting yourself to bed on time? Are you having a later, earlier dinner? Are you giving yourself space with your meals? One that I didn't mention yet is, are you waking up with the sun? This is a great time of year to do that. If you live where the sun is coming up early, if it's a summertime and it's warm for you, really easy to start working on this and getting this cemented now before the seasons start to shift as we get into the fall. So summertime, pitta season, lots of heat going on. If you're experiencing this, time to cool down and allow yourself to really kind of get into some good patterns as we move into the fall. And if you're in a part of the world where you're in more of that cold, chill time, being that careful of your body and being warm and taking care that you're not exposing yourself to too much movement and too much air and vata energy. So there's always things that we can be doing to acknowledge and honor our intellect and our wisdom. And learning from past mistakes or past experiences is how we evolve. It's how we learn and grow so that we can do things different the next time. In some ways, it's no different than experiments where they'll have animals in a maze and they teach them how to run the maze based upon interactions that they have that are positive or negative. So they know, hey, if I go this way, not good things happen. If I go this way, great things happen. And I think we are smart enough so that we can learn, right? We can use this intellect, or the booty, as it is called, our intellect, to be able to grow and to become more than we are right now. And I hope that for all of us. I really think that's the whole point of Ayurveda, is to create this life where there is growth happening, that you don't ever feel stagnant. And you realize in that you've never arrived. So if you think you're going to master Ayurveda and then you're going to be done, I just want to advise you to maybe rethink that idea, because there is no done when it comes to Ayurveda. There's only life. And life equates evolution and growth and change and movement. There's always more that we can be achieving, more that we can be learning, more that we can be experiencing, and deeper. All of the things that we're learning, we can take them to a deeper level. So look at, where are you using Prajnaparadha? Where are you having failure of the intellect? And can you step into fully embracing your wisdom, realizing that you have so many answers, that you really do know what is the best for you in that situation when you quiet the ego, listen to your higher voice? If you are just new to Ayurveda, I really recommend that you order the Ayurveda Starter Kit. It is a really great way for you to start to implement Ayurveda very simply into your life. It includes a tongue scraper, mala meditation beads, an online digital course, and all that we ask is that you pay for the shipping. So it's a super good deal. You can learn more about that and order it at ayurvedalifeschool.com. And if you have not experienced the 28-day immersion, I really think it would be helpful for you. So if it's something that you want to take as a daily guide, I kind of am your guide through this experience, and you get daily videos, daily emails, daily interactions, a workbook, things that you can really implement so that at the end of 4 weeks, you've made changes in the way that you're sleeping, the way you're eating, the way you're moving, the way you're thinking, your quiet and meditation. And so you've really started to apply Ayurveda more specifically to your life. You can learn more about that also at the website, ayurvedalifeschool.com/Ayurveda Immersion. And once we get to Jackson and we're more settled, we'll be working on some new programs that will be coming out that are going to be amazing. So I'm happy to be having you with me on this journey as we move into this next phase of our lives. And I hope that you are embracing change and being open to the possibility of something new and different, because that's what makes life so interesting. Have a beautiful week. We will talk to you soon. Namaste.
Before you go, was this episode helpful for you? Well, the most helpful thing you can do in return is to leave a review in iTunes. The reviews are what keep the podcast going. And be sure to subscribe and share this episode if you loved it. You can connect with me online at ayurvedalifeschool.com, on Instagram, and on Facebook at Ayurveda Life School. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.